Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and a company update, this time from TriStar Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TSG and on the OTCQX under the symbol TSGZF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Nicholas Appleyard. Now, Nick, I just wanted to bring you on because it's been a little while since you and I last chatted, and I wanted to update everybody on, most important, the progress of the drill program at this Castelo de Sonhos project in Brazil. Now, again, just to get everyone up to speed, the project already has a PEA on it, and I believe a PFS is in the works for sometime next year. First things first, though, the company has a fairly significant drill program of about 12,000 meters, three drills on site. Can you give us an update of how this is progressing and when you think we can reasonably expect some drill results?
Yeah. Hey, Corey, thanks for having me on. No, absolutely. Yeah. So as we said, we've got three rigs on site, two RC rigs and a core rig. They started drilling in October and we started submitting samples mid-October. So we'll be expecting our first batch of results, which is, you know, will be a good date for us. Probably after US Thanksgiving, the first, second of just December, we'll be able to get them out. And yeah, then with the three rigs, obviously, we'll have results coming every few weeks after that for the foreseeable future. You know, for this is a big, important program for us now.
Now, just remind everybody on some of the main targets that you're testing. I believe you have something like 10 targets that you're initially going after and the overall goals of this program.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the goal of the program, we had a little bit of infill drilling to do left over from our 20,000 meters of infill, which we completed by April this year. That's now pretty well done. So now all three rigs are focused on what we're calling upside exploration. So currently outside of Esperanza South, we have something like 1.3 million ounces or on the property, 1.3 million ounces of inferred and 700,000 ounces of indicated. This drilling now is to add on top of that amount. It's not infill on any of that current resources. It's to find, you know, extensions or new ore bodies to add on to that top level number. And just really so we can start to see how big this project really might be. You know, we had to stop drilling in 2018 when we did the PEA and funds were a bit tighter. We're back at that now. We've got multiple targets and we want to hit all of them over the next 6 months.
And is there a general ranking order that you have for these targets? Are you going after the most attractive ones first, or how is that process looking?
Internally, we have, you know, obviously we look at it, we have ranking of, you know, high probability targets, you know, and that's obviously where we can see conglomerate coming out of the ground. We can pan it and see there's a bit of gold in it and you go, okay, well, it's a pretty good chance if we drill under that, we're going to hit conglomerate with gold in it. It's just the grades and the thicknesses that we're sort of looking for. And that's going to generate more of what we already have in Esperanza South, you know, already published, you know, thicknesses 4, 10, 20, yeah, 15 meters wide or somewhere around a gram. So we've got those targets which we consider high probability and it's like incremental growth. And then we've got some CDS deeps targets, which we would consider, yeah, more conceptual, more pure exploration in our approach to them. But they would be a game changer because it would be uncovering a completely new style of mineralization and a completely new ore body on top of everything we already know on this property. So, and we've got a couple that are sort of in between. So we're trying, the directions I've given the team on site right now is to move the rigs around quite a lot. So we get a few holes into a lot of different targets over the next 2 or 3 months. So we then know where to go back and focus our real attention on, you know, in Q2 next year.
Okay, that's key too to understand is that you're drilling some of these targets just to get a handle of what might be down there. This is first pass drilling so that you can follow up on some of the more interesting, the higher grade, just in general, the better drill results. Just give everybody a quick update in terms of cash in the bank, overall cost of this program too.
Yeah, so right now we've got about $10 million in the bank. Yeah, so we're well funded to complete both the PFS, which will be ready in Q2 next year, and this drill program. I think this program we've got at 12,000 meters currently is an initial contract with the drillers. I'd have to have a look at the total cost, but it's probably around $1.5 million or something, $2 million maybe, probably less than 2 million actually. So, you know, we've got plenty of cash to do this, and the plan would be that we could hopefully keep going and, you know, keep drilling more based on the results from this initial program. So really, you know, I do like to reiterate, I do think of this 12,000 meters, this is an initial program only. You know, I think I can't see why we wouldn't be drilling all next year on follow-up. You know, I mean, that feels like the natural thing to do and feels like what we will do.
Okay. And you guys have the cash to continue to do that with that $10 million U.S. in the bank. Let's also touch on a recent news release that actually got me thinking back about the company saying, gee, I wonder when these drill results are coming out. It was a news release from the 16th of this month. Talks about some board additions and some management additions. Let's start with a couple new vice president positions that were created. Fabio Mosier, VP of Exploration, and Andrew Grant, VP of Sustainability. What's the process here of bringing on some new VPs for the company?
I mean, part of it, and Fabio has been with us a long time and has worked his way up through the company and just does a fantastic job. So that was really and what you'd maybe call an earned promotion. You know, he put his hand up and was doing a great job and, you know, made it impossible for, you know, to ignore him. And we've got to give him that recognition for doing that good job. And then with Andrew, I think that's part of us, you might say, growing up as a company and moving further away from that pure explorer into that developer category when the broader scope of work and your environmental, your social, your sustainability issues become forefront, you know, of a lot of your work you're doing internally. I must admit, it probably takes half of my time now, more than the technical stuff does. So it's part of that growing up as a company where you've got to recognize that doesn't matter how good your geology and the gold mineralization, the metallurgy is, you know, if you've done something wrong on the environmental side, you haven't got a good relationship with the communities or the local authorities or the federal authorities, you're not going to build a mine or you're going to lose value, lose shareholder value, you know. So that's really what Andrew does. He makes sure those relationships are good. That work is done correctly for both Brazilian level and the international level that's expected of a company like us. And, you know, that will foment itself as shareholder value as we grow as a company.
Okay. How about the new board of directors addition, Eric?
So Eric, just to be clear, he hasn't joined yet. He is being nominated by management for the AGM slate that has been put forward, and our AGM is in the first week in December, I believe. So that's a great applicant. I mean, Eric was probably one of the best analysts on Bay Street that I've come across over my last, you know, 20 years working up here. And I'm super happy that he could join us and wanted to join us. But again, it's also part of the growing up. I mean, Eric comes across, he's got a great technical background. He knows every company on the street, every corporate development team, a lot of the, you know, the right people you want to know. But he also has a very strong feeling along the importance of the ESG, the environmental, social, and governance, and that if you're going to grow up as a company and you want to bring in big investors or you want to bring in big partners, they all want to see that you're looking at these ESG issues. And, so it's part of us. Again, it's part of our growing as a company. And I couldn't be happy. Eric's is a great addition for us.
Well, Nick, thanks for the update. I know we are still waiting on drill results, but it sounds like those should be coming here right around the corner. So we'll definitely follow up on the back of those drill results. But if anybody has any questions in the meantime regarding any of the aspects of TriStar Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Nick, thanks for your time. We will chat again, it sounds like, fairly soon.
Thank you for having me on.